All right, welcome. All new episode. Run to Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm Ro.
Dale.
And him.
Okay, all right. Well, we're glad to have him and Dale. We're glad that y'all are with us this week, because last week y'all, you know, I gotta say nothing else. But how was y'all week?
I had a good week. I'm glad that they went last day. Get a few days off now. That was a good thing.
All right.
Yeah, my
him.
I can't complain. I throughout all the obstacles that I had to deal with from the other night until now. But rest of that, yeah. I had pretty good. How about yours?
You know, going into Christmas, so it's been crazy. Done worked every day. Hadn't really had a day off, like still had to show up at work, even if it was like for a few hours. So, but I can't complain.
You know, anytime you're working with the community and public, you know, gonna have and got that kind of, you're in that line of work, you know, serving the public, you're gonna have those days. You're gonna be wide open until after the holidays.
Well, yeah, then with me being a manager also, so it's like,
yeah,
I gotta make sure I'm, you know, get all my orders in and stuff like that. So, but I can't complain. Ro, how was your week?
That was pretty good. Can't complain also.
All right, well.
It's still rolling, so I won't be off until Tuesday.
Okay.
You won't be off till Tuesday? God, no, bro.
Well, yeah. I won't be off till Wednesday. I'm not off till Christmas Day. So, yeah, because even Christmas Eve, I don't get off until 7 o'clock. I got to, because I'm the manager, I gave everybody else either the day off or they're leaving at 1. So, I'm going to be there all day, Christmas Eve.
You got a lot of stuff to get out?
I mean, we got a lot of orders, special orders, a lot of bone-in rib rolls, stuff like that, stuff we got to cut and just...
What they're going
kind of hard. Are they still running the same price they were last week? You know, all through Thanksgiving. Yeah, then Angus, I think it was like $10.99 a pound or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go ahead and throw tonight's topic out, and then we got a message from Callie. All right, tonight's topic was another one of Rose. You know, one of the mind of row 24. Montel and Jesse go swimming in Ricky's Lake off of Donahue Drive and Jones Avenue. So this is basically, you know, paying respects to the talk show host.
Of the 90s.
Wow. The 80s and 90s. But I'm going to go ahead and play Callie's message.
Well, well, well. Happy Friday evening. What shenanigans you got going on?
What's up, Callie?
What's going on? Always a pleasure hearing you. Yeah.
Oh, and I think, Ro, did you send that out? Did you send out her hoodie?
Yeah, I sent the her hoodie went out today.
Oh, okay. Because Callie sent me a message and was like, hey, am I dealing with Temu or something? Why is it taking so long to get a hoodie that everybody else got there?
Hey, look, since she's down there, we might as well, y'all want to bring her up?
Huh?
Yeah. Huh? I said, since she down there, y'all want to bring her up?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could. We could. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hold on.
There she go.
Oh. While we waiting, so Ro, how'd you come up with this topic?
Oh, just random. All right, she said she's on the call. She'll be back in shortly. Yeah, just randomly. I was sitting there thinking, you know, once said just. Won't be a topic, just gonna be just a, you know, just a random title. So I was like, huh, I was sitting there. First thing that popped in my mind was Montel swimming in Ricky's lake. And I was like, I think we're going with this as a starter. I just went from there.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, since we're doing it from that type of format, me and I was talking to Ro earlier. So how do y'all feel about what's going on with Travis Hunter's fiance and how she commented on Anthony Edwards one of his posts or something with the emoji with the hard eyes or something? It was another emoji. I don't remember what it was, but then she deleted it after. So how y'all feel about that?
I hadn't heard about that. I know Travis been standing up for her though, in that, you know, when he's been interviewing, you know, he's said how much he appreciated her support and all the stuff that she's gone through with him by his side. So I didn't hear that thing about Anthony Edwards. Yeah, I seen the, you know, somebody, you know, these people are a trip, but somebody seen the little eyes and the tone thing that she put on there and all that stuff like that. Let me tell y'all something. So, look, now, she named off four different people that she's been with. I mean, well, she said she's been with, I don't want to say anything on this show that's wrong, but she said she went with this person, that person, and that person. I don't know if it was sexual, but she said at the end of the day that she, you know, he had a girlfriend and all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And she was not interested in him. Now, it might not be how the way she said it, and I might not be saying it verbatim like how the way she said it, but
paraphrasing it.
I'm just
paraphrasing.
I'm just adding the him style of him, talking to it. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something about a woman that is not a shovel. She's, because if she was a shovel, she would have been straight. You know what I mean? When you dig inside her, you know what you're getting out of her. Yeah. All right. She's not a rake. She's not a rake. Because when you when you rake them legs and all that stuff like that, at least you know what you get. She's not a rake.
Yeah.
What's another tube before I get to the main tube that I'm about to talk about? Oh, she's not a hedges clipper.
Hedge clipper.
Yeah, she's not a hedges clipper.
Spade.
No, she's not a spade.
Mm-hmm.
But
that heavy equipment.
The heavy. Yeah. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
But she's the right word that I'm about to say, and that's a garden tool that everybody use when they
plant their turn using around Christmas time. The Santa calls.
Yeah. It was ho ho ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But on a serious note, I just think that he know what he's getting himself into with that young lady. And then the thing about it too that would touch my nerve too is that he had an Adidas event and she was sitting down. And she said, "What do you want me to do?" While he taking pictures. Look, that money is going to ruin that relationship. I'm telling you right now.
Money can ruin a relationship.
I'm telling you, once she...
When you go from shit to sugar...
That's right.
It could get tricky, especially, you know, and they're young.
That's right.
Their hearts and their head ain't quite right, you know.
Even if you go from sugar to raw to honey.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, and you know, I might be wrong for saying this, like, because we all now have, like, issues with somebody, like, from our past from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We already been what he had. But the brother need to actually say, hey, I'm not going to get married before the NFL draft.
No.
I just rather just go ahead and be girlfriend and boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Do we sign a prenup?
He better. Because if he don't, I'm telling you right now.
Look, will she sign the prenup?
She ain't gonna sign because she's gonna end up pregnant sometime next year. Mark my word.
If she ain't already pregnant.
No, she ain't gonna be pregnant. Look. Yeah. No, she might end up pregnant. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all this.
She gotta wait. She gotta wait till he make it through that bowl game. He gotta stay healthy through the bowl game.
X amount of dollars for just being a Heisman Trophy winner.
No, he already got money, man. No.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't.
He already got money.
Lifted that, that sanction that you can actually earn money from your images and things like that. That dude wasn't broke.
Let me tell you, that joke was.
Yeah, because you gotta think about it. He was paying the NIL for like 10 to 12 players on the team. He wasn't taking no money from the school.
But he was pouring into their money, making sure they got paid well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I wouldn't mind being on an Arsenio Hall show. You know what I'm saying? Because I like the Montel Williams stuff. But I know I'm jumping back to the topic.
Yeah, right? That's good.
But what I'm saying is that you can imagine her sitting on Arsenio Hall answering those questions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because now think about it. Now a lot of them go to Instagram. They go to TikTok Live. They go to Facebook Live just to actually express themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People already know who he is, man. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, she done played her hands out. Everybody know who she is, and he's sitting up there ranting about. Hey, leave her alone. Go find something else to do. You know what I'm saying?
She been down for me.
And then little Bow Wow, he in it too.
I saw that. Him going live yesterday.
Yeah, he said, man, run from her. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, he said they've been together for 5 years and all that stuff like that. And you know what I mean? But how the way she acting now, she acting like she needs that attention from him. Now all the attention is on him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But she wants the attention to be on her.
Mm-hmm. Now again, and like I said, what would you sit down and tell him? You know, being as old as we are now, but like I said, he's a youngster.
Yeah.
What could we sit down there and tell this young man about life and what's being perceived?
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, right now. Got blinders on.
He ain't seeing
left to right. He in love.
He's up, man. Look,
she gonna put that cat on it, and this is man.
She done ram. She did more than ram.
Yeah, ram.
Oh shoot, man. Jeez.
Well, it ain't too much you can tell him right now. He gotta go. No, whatever it is, he has to go through it.
Tricks.
Yeah, man. She probably know a lot of tricks that mess him up. And check this out. Who knows if that's her? That's his first. It could have been his first.
You never know.
Because he don't drink. He don't smoke. He don't do none of that stuff.
My question is,
I think,
what is Coach Prime telling him? Because I know he's seen it. I know he see it. But what's Prime tell? But then again, that relationship, that'll mess up a relationship. If Prime comes down on his girl too hard, that's going to divide them.
Yeah.
And if that divides him, it's going to maybe divide Shakur as well.
I think that's why nobody's really saying anything. At least that's what I think. But I think the biggest thing was, when they announced that he won and Deion had to tap on the back, basically tell her to get up.
I seen that.
Stand up.
I seen
that. So
I mean, some at that age, fellas, they know so little, and they don't have these mentors. And somebody had to tap her to tell her to stand up and support her man.
Yeah.
Who has to do that?
Well, once again, like I said, she wanted to be about her. Look, this girl, man, let me tell you, her favorite rapper is Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Now, they 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, what? Look, you know, and you know, all the songs ain't had a laugh. Had a laugh. You know when he say that song?
Mm.
I had a lot of girls that I had a lot. But what I'm saying is that, the interview with
yeah,
I can get the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm more concerned about is that I'll never ever see the money that he's about to see in my life.
No.
Now I might not hit $2 or $3 million, $4 million out of my whole life. Yeah. But I will never ever see the money that
he's gonna get. More than that, his endorsement deals. Just from Adidas.
He not
no place else. Yeah, you didn't see that record. Yeah.
$4 million.
Yeah.
And for him, like we all just said just now, his blinders is on.
Yeah.
And but like somebody said the other day, and I don't know if it was Cameron or Mace. Somebody said when that spotlight turned on, he gonna realize that it's 1,000 of her out there that look way better than her.
Yeah. And may know a few more tricks than her.
Yeah.
Especially for these young guys. And like I said, it's so important that the NFL school these young guys about what to expect. Like I said, again, I'm not saying she a gold digger.
Yeah.
But like I said, he getting ready to get paid.
Yeah.
And I don't say get paid, he getting ready to get paid.
Yeah. And, you know, and one moment while we still talking about that, I want y'all to notice that Michael Vick said something when he retired. Michael Vick said that the NFL, now how the way the NFL is, the NFL set you up with six different kind of way how you can get money.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put your money up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and he said he thankful for the NFL for helping him with his financial journey when he retired. Because he said now he got money coming in that he thought for a fact, that if he didn't put that money up, he wouldn't have the kind of money that he got coming in every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
And I want people to be mindful. You know, it's National Football League. But NFL stands are not for long.
Yeah, not
if
for
you
long.
Don't get your money in and do good things with it and let it start making money for you even after you're retired, you know, and then, like I said, so you got to be mindful.
Well,
this youngster got to, and again, they don't know if he's going to go both ways like he did in college.
Yeah,
because he said he's not opposed.
Yeah,
he's not opposed to going both ways, being the first player to do it.
But
then he got a while.
Man, the NFL ain't going to let him do that.
No,
they ain't going to let it. Look, they have to. Look, if he go both ways, imagine if he do that and he do a good job, they're going to have to pay him double the money.
They're
pay him money for
money.
They're paying money for a
RC. Yeah.
And I like what you say about NFL, not for long.
Not for long.
But guess what? The Urban Dictionary called the NFL not for effing long.
Okay, cool. I can live with that, too. I can live with that.
I know we got two messages. My bad. Sorry, Gerard.
No, you good. No, you good. No, before I play him, what I was going to say was what they're going to probably do, what I'm trying to think, somebody else said it, when I was watching the Pivot podcast, they said that more than likely he'll probably be drafted, you know what I'm saying, on the defensive side,
player.
But then he's probably going to have, like, set plays on offense.
Mm-hmm.
He might have like 5 or 6 set plays on offense, but he's not gonna. They were saying he's not gonna be able to do both.
He's so gonna be signed.
NFL not gonna be able to do both.
He's gonna be signed as a corner.
I think he's gonna be signed. Yeah, as a corner, but then on offense he'll have like a set, 5 to 6 plays a game.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's how they're gonna run it.
If I was his agent, I would actually look at the market value for a cornerback. Money wise, so if the cornerback money wise is $5 million a year, but the wide receiver is 6 to 7, I would tell them, hey, he's gonna be a wide receiver, you know what I'm saying,
or let him be that corner with wide receiver money,
because that's what it is, man. I mean, like, but once again, like we just said again, he never ever had, well, he had $3-4 million in NIL,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of money, but. let's just, we're going to see this, man, because they supposed to be getting married next year, man, before the draft.
Ooh.
And all that stuff like that. And
I hope somebody talk him out of there.
Yeah, he right now he living by himself. You can kind of see the situation where, you know, he it's like 6 or 7 of them and his mom, you know what I mean? So you got to remember now he on Colorado by himself with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He all in his ear.
In his ears.
In his head.
In his head.
He in his butt. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She doing, yeah. And trust me, she got some coaches herself.
Yeah.
She got some people telling them how to put it down.
Yep.
And let's think about it. If she is his first or second girlfriend, he don't know no better.
Nope, he definitely don't. Because I wouldn't know no better neither. If somebody doing splits on me and
sticking tongue up,
he'd
be through.
I'm in a hybrid chamber and I chamber in a
And like I said, and back to the subject, like I said, I would love to see.
Hello, gentlemen.
Callie.
Hey.
But since you're up here, I ain't gonna play your messages. That'll make sense.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I'm sorry. The message was just saying that right when you guys ring me, my son called me. So, of course, I had to answer my son's call.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you do what you got to do. Okay.
Yeah, that's family.
Yeah.
You come first. Underwear. Come
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, so y'all are talking about football, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, we just were trying. Did you hear anything about that Travis Hunter situation with his girlfriend?
No, I know nothing about all that.
So how about the Cardi B and Offset situation, the stuff that's going on with them?
I mean, I hear stuff every now and then, but I don't like look for the information. I just hear it if I hear it.
All right. So,
I mean, what's going on?
With the Travis Hunter stuff, we just talked about how the way his girlfriend is acting. You know what I mean? She acting like it's all about her. You know what I mean? She act like, to me, it seemed like she's jealous that this young 19, 20-year-old guy got it going on. And she seemed like she's not supporting him in a way that as a girlfriend that you supposed to support her.
You can't even
like,
say you can't even say girlfriend. You gotta say fiance.
Yeah, fiance. So if you had a award show and all that stuff like that, what would you do if I win award, Callie? Let's just say me and you dating, and I just win the most covenant award in college football. And that's the Heisman Trophy. They got me going up there, giving a speech and all that stuff like that. But before I get up there, I'm going over there to you. And you sit down. Would you sit down or would you stand up to give me a hug?
I mean, I would give you a hug, but it's not about me. It's about you.
But would you stand up, though?
And support.
To support me.
Why wouldn't I? Unless you treated me wrong an hour before.
Well, that's what we're talking about. So let me tell you this, let me tell you something, Callie. So let me tell you, if you stand up and you gave me a hug, I would have had to put the animal print on your thighs.
Let me tell you something. If you don't remember what I said a few episodes ago, you're gonna feel my energy. I might show for the show. But afterwards, you're going to feel it. My silence, you're going to feel it.
Wow. Hey,
Callie, right now, you feeling every single thing that I'm giving out. All right? Don't you let JP come in here and interrupt me and your
Yeah, JP said that you, JP said Callie belonged to him.
No. Wait a minute.
No.
First of all, let's go back to the football. You guys are watching that game tonight, right?
What game?
Really? Really?
Who playing?
Indiana. Whoever wins this game, we're going to play them.
Oh, okay. Do you okay? So let really, me bet.
Y'all talk about football. You're not even knowing what game's playing tonight. Really?
No, I got it on right now. Indiana playing against Notre Dame. So
no, it doesn't come on until 8 o'clock. What do you mean you got it on right now?
No, I just turned. I just turned it on.
Game.
So let me. So you want to? So do you want to bet?
I don't want to bet, but I want Indiana to win.
So no, but do you
want to
bet?
Why do you want Indiana to win?
Because they're the underdogs and we could beat their asses.
Mm-hmm. But do you want to bet? Wow.
But what if y'all lose?
Oh well, we can still do this. You haven't watched our last few games? Come on. We know how to come back.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, listen,
on any given day, anybody can be beaten.
That is true.
Listen what she just said. She said they know how to come back. Now me
think
come back. What is come back?
Oh God.
What does that sound like?
When the first half, they're down. They're way down.
Talking about football. I thought you talking about comeback.
Oh wow.
Hee hee ha ha. That was hilarious.
Mm. But Callie, you know we love you over here.
Mm-hmm. I know. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Callie, any plans for the holidays?
No, just hanging out with my kids. Going over to my son and his wife's house. Huh?
Oh, can I get a boat ride up to Atlanta?
First of all, Atlanta is down south from you, so you will need to go down the Chattahoochee. Now, if you want to do that, feel free.
Chattahoochee.
The Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been down the Chattahoochee. I've kayaked down. I sure have. Oh. Have you ever kayaked?
Yeah, I did that like about 10 years ago.
Okay.
I kayaked. I jumped off a little airplane. I bungee jumped.
You really want me to believe that?
Yeah, for real. I did it. I mean, I still got like 10 more stuff I want to do on my bucket list. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to go.
I think meeting you is on that bucket list.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I was waiting to hear that, but it might be 20 more years before I see you.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Hey, look. I'll come. Look. I don't
know. Tell you be in your prime 21 years from now.
Oh, I will be in my prime. You won't.
Yeah, but you know, it's like I said, it's a lot of stuff that's going on right now with all kind of stuff. Like I just seen the other day that and I hate to bring up politics again, but how they can kill a bill in a federal government so quick because one person and all that stuff like that. And the saddest part about it is that y'all know that if they kill that bill and if they don't sign that bill tonight by 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
That means TSA.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Any security thing, they look, it's on strike.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not good.
That's not good at all.
But okay, you guys want to talk about government. What about these damn drones that are looking like cars up in the air?
Well, and nobody, people know about it, but they're still not explaining it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, mm-mm. For those that are concerned, which we are, it's not good, and it's not good for the government. It's not good for the people.
Why, first of all, are they letting them fly in, isn't it protected airspace? Is it not?
Yep.
I think they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing.
You know what? Don't put it past these things if they're going to start shooting at people. Okay. Yeah, let's think about that. Let's think about that. If the government is allowing these things, yes, If the government is allowing these things to be up in the air, as big as a car, don't you think that those things could be built to shoot at things?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, they can't be weaponized.
Well, I'm glad that you said that, man. I mean, I seen something, huh? I seen something the other day that I think I was watching a show on Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! And they were using a drone to shoot people. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those black cinema movies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're right, Callie.
Yep.
You know, I think that, you know, United States government has become a little bit more soft. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is because we got the Republicans, we got the Democrat, we got the Independent, and nobody want to actually take a chance to do anything because they don't want to hurt the other party.
Exactly.
So so people these days, they want to live off a lie than actually live off the truth in their heart. You know what I'm saying? I heard Elon Musk the other day told somebody the other day, if you guys vote for this spending bill, I will make sure my 200 million people
you won't be reelected for two years from now. You're done.
No,
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the one that's got these drones up in the damn air.
That's what somebody said. Somebody said he the one who got all this stuff going on.
You know, it's scary that our president is a supporter of Elon Musk. It's also scary that, again, he's planning on giving him a position in the government, you know, and he's not an American. He's South African.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, again, we got some difficult days ahead of us.
Man,
we're going to have to see what 2025 going to look like. But after January, anything goes. You still got Project 2025 to consider.
And I didn't even notice, and I'm glad you said that, but the president cannot kill the Department of Education because it's in Congress.
Yes.
And so he cannot. So at the end of the day, a lot of people say he can take this and take that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he might can't take this, but he can't kill the whole Department of Education. You know what I mean?
And even though he might put people in place.
To try to.
You know, he can put people in charge of the Department of Education. But like you said, again, it's not going to be as easy as people think.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll see how next year come. I mean, the 20th will be coming around. I mean, you know, I'll be on the road on the 19th to go visit my Uncle Trump.
Uncle Donald.
See how he's going to do. I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the inauguration. Yeah, I'll be with him. You know what I mean? I have to, you know, let my one little bright little smile, you know, come.
So shine.
Yeah. Donald Trump shirt, jacket, and hat.
I don't know if we need to be talking.
Well, I love you too, Callie.
Nope.
But
let me tell you something.
Wow.
G-Man, let me tell your ass something right now. This is really good. When I came to Atlanta 20 years ago, the first 3 years, and I'm not joking when I say this, the first 3 years I was here, for two of those years, everybody here in Atlanta kept hearing about the KKK wanting to buy Highway 75 leading north out of Atlanta to control who was coming and going.
Did that make any sense to you?
What do you mean, did it make any sense? Hell, it didn't make any sense, but I knew it was possible.
Yeah.
And it went on for a good year, something they were talking about. It was talk about it. I'm like, what the hell? I came from California. We ain't about this. What the hell?
So how old were you when you say you moved to Atlanta?
20 years ago.
Single to your age.
How old are you?
20 years ago. So she was.
Oh, when I?
Yeah,
I'm 56 right now.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a good age, brother. Okay. That's a very good age.
That's underwear age.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. Wow.
See, man, if you have underwear that's old, you ought to be.
Let me tell you something, Callie. Let me tell you something right now. Let me let you know. So
better not smell funny.
I better not. You better what?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something, Callie. Let me let you know. Mm-hmm. Like, the saddest part about, and I gotta say this, the saddest part about life is that a lot of people who voted for the president and voted for Miss Harris, yeah, and all this stuff like that, a lot of them like second guess it. But I've been told that a lot of them didn't want to vote for her because she didn't sound right. Matter of fact, it was because of her color. You know, they just said she didn't sound right. Yeah. But you might as well just go in and say the color.
And all the stuff she was a woman.
And she was a woman.
Some people just didn't feel comfortable with a female leading the country.
Yep.
You know, and again, that did it for a lot. A lot of men, black men, didn't vote for her.
Oh, you got to remember now, for Hillary now, a lot of people vote. She win the popular vote. She didn't win the electoral
vote.
So think about it. Hillary was going to be the president before Donald Trump ever. If she had won the electoral, that was the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? That would have been our first woman
president.
But the electoral college went to they went someplace else with it. You know what I'm saying? And Uncle Donald's in. You know, I mean, like, and he's sitting there, and people saying he can run for a third term. But if they okay it for him to run for a third term, are you guys okay with Barack Obama, Bush, and all them running for a third term.
Clinton. He could only be two terms. That's it.
But I think, like I said, they're going to introduce a lot of legislature during this next time of Donald Trump. That again, things are going to change. This country's not going to look the same when he's finished with it.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's just not going to look the same. And I don't care what anybody says. Again, Donald has plans. He's setting up a cabinet to implement his plans.
Yeah,
you know, you got Supreme Court justices that are retiring that he's going to appoint to stack his deck. Yeah. And like I said, Donald's, talk about him as you will, but he's smart.
Yeah.
He's devious.
Yeah.
And again, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah. Uncle Donald's good. I think he's a good guy. You know why I think he's a good guy? Because there's a lot of people that we ain't got no mess. He had pardoned a lot of African American people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers. Matter of fact, not a lot of rappers, but a couple of rappers, a couple of other people too. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about the rappers. You know what happened to James Booth today, right?
Who?
James Booth. He got arrested today.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
You in Atlanta? I'm not in Atlanta. You got to tell me the story.
Like, really? Like, you haven't been following what's been going on with I'm not even going to do that. I ain't coming here. No. This is Friday. I'm going to enjoy myself. Never mind.
Who are you talking about? I mean,
never mind.
I'm gonna never mind. Look it up.
Never mind.
Gerard, you know?
I didn't know he was gonna get arrested.
They arrested him today. Yep. Hey, Ro.
What's going on?
Why are you been silent?
Oh, I'm out here working, so I was muting and I was unmuting.
Oh, you still working?
Too much ruckus. Yeah.
Gotcha. I see Romeo down there, and Zippy.
What up? So, Callie, how was your week?
It was pretty good, actually. pretty good. It did well. I'm hoping to have a very crazy weekend.
Kelly, it's good work, and you just paying it forward all your sexiness.
Oh. Right now, I'm not working. I'm home.
There he is. There he is.
Hey, what?
So, Callie, now I'm with you now. Jay-Z, yeah, oh yeah, that's crazy.
Jay-Z was arrested
because a lady said that she was only 13 or 14 when Jay-Z and Diddy raped. Yeah, well, that was why. That was why.
So they found enough evidence to arrest him.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. And supposedly, when Diddy was in court today, some of the reporters came out and said that, oh, Diddy looks like he's losing weight. You know, poor thing. Whatever.
Do that to you.
Right.
When you used to eat caviar, you start eating sardines, that ain't no good business.
Could you only imagine what these people are doing to his food?
It's just crazy how the way all this stuff start going on. You know, what is my question to you guys? What is the statute of
limitation
for all this? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I did something when I was like 18 years old and I'm like, let's just say I'm 60 years old, should I have to actually go through
the whole legal process?
I'm just asking. I mean,
oh, I don't know.
I think each state is different, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so apparently in some states, like I'm looking at my state, in California, there is no statute of limitations. So at any point in any time, no matter how many years have passed, you could still bring it up.
So, I mean, even if I did something when I was like 18 years old,
yeah,
the person was okay. Dang, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you get me when I was 20 years old so I can go ahead and serve my time.
And be done
not
with
when
it.
I'm
yeah.
like 60 years
old. And then you found out
well.
I gotta go to jail.
Well, no. You see what you guys are saying right now. Really? Like, okay, why don't you show your ass up in jail and say you did it then? What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, I'm faster than that. No, I see what you're saying, but no, I definitely won't.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, but if you think about it, Callie, like, you got to prove that person to be, like, guilty. You're always innocent until
proven guilty.
Okay, but here's the thing. Which side are you on? Are you on the right side or are you on the let me hide it side? Thank you. Mm. Next question.
Well, I know for all of us that's on this phone right now, I mean, like, we talking and sometimes we trip and all that stuff like that and have a good time. But I think those situations that these people are being accused of are, you know, guilty of, you know, when you got money, you could do any old kind of stuff and you think that you can't get, you know, you think that you can get away with it, but you really can't. You know what I mean?
Right. It will catch up with you sooner or later.
Yeah. I mean, so everything that you do will eventually catch up with you. You know what I'm saying?
You pay the price before you die.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So,
why are you saying it's crazy? Why are you saying it's crazy?
Well, it's just crazy how life is. I mean, like, a lot of people don't think that things that they do will catch up with them. I mean, like, everything that you do got a is like somebody said
date on it.
Somebody said you got a choice.
Let me tell you something. I would rather pay my price now before I pass.
Yeah.
Leave it to me now. Because I'm sure it's worse when you pass. I bet you.
I'm trying to do the right thing. Because I ain't built for jail. I just got to be honest. Mm-hmm. I ain't built for that.
You ain't built for 6x9?
No, I ain't built for that, man.
You ain't built for 6x9?
I ain't built for that. I ain't built for that.
No.
Renaissance, I see you down there.
Not built for that.
You know, and then, like, you do have some family members that's been there and them been there for a couple years and you talk to them and all that stuff like that, and they like, man, it seemed like the only thing that they're not walking around and go, but they having a party in there. Mm-hmm. I was like,
wait, so what's going on with Diddy's son, the one that they have under protective custody or protective, what do you call it? Oh, they're reconnecting. Did you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on with that, do you know?
I have no idea. I haven't kept up with anything.
I haven't kept up. I really didn't kept up with it. Not when it came to that. I know the Jay-Z thing. I know they said that I knew of as of yesterday, some of the credibility of the accuser was kind of like the timelines wasn't adding up.
Nothing was adding up.
The accuser.
I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah, that's what they said. It was like, because he said he was going to sue, I guess, her, sue the accuser and Jaguar
and
Wright.
The lawyer.
So then Jaguar Wright, she recanting everything she's saying. Now the timeline not adding up. Now I think her dad was like, I ain't never took her over there.
Yeah,
I never picked her up. I don't remember none of that. I don't remember. I don't ever remember picking up from the Grammys or wherever this supposed to have taken place.
Yeah.
So that's, you know. So that's why I said, I mean, as of yesterday, or a couple, I won't say yesterday, they said there was holes poked in her story.
Yeah. Mm. A bunch of holes.
As far as the timeline of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of.
So now with P. Diddy's son, I haven't kept up with him.
Yeah, I hadn't kept up with P. Diddy's son. I need to read up on that right quick. Which one is son? Is it
I don't know which one it is. I don't know, but today I was talking with somebody and they said that the reason why they have him under protection is because he feels that Diddy killed his mother.
Well, that had been a rumor for a while.
Yeah.
That he had Diddy killing his mom.
Well, I'd have his ass protected too. Opinion. I'm sure they're protecting him, regardless.
Well, we got like two messages.
Yes, sir.
What about when him and his father got taken to court for not letting black people rent houses and buy houses? And what about, you know, he's literally been taken to court for racism and lost because he was denying black people houses. You know, it's crazy. Ups, down, left, right. You know, he may have a plan, but, you know, the man is a racist. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when y'all talking about Trump. Okay, we got one from Minnesota.
What's going on, fellas? Minnesota. Cali girl.
Hey.
Independent, hard working woman. Proud of you, Cali girl. Proud of you.
All right, what's up?
What's going on?
So yeah, as far as that, like I said, I'm vaguely like been keeping up with that, but like I said, I've been seeing stuff on like social media and stuff like that. But as far as like his son, I didn't keep up with it at all.
Oh, I have something. G-Man, you and I need to have a conversation.
Go ahead. I'm ready for you now.
So, last weekend we had a show last Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
And you were a little, little tipsy. Did you happen to wake up bare ass naked?
Pause.
Answer.
Oh,
that was at my request. That was at my request that they do you like that.
Oh, no. Yeah, nobody. Oh. No, nobody did that. Everybody just looked.
I know.
Everybody just looked.
But
and then I was in my right mind. I was just, you know, I wasn't tipsy. I just fell and laid an egg.
Uh-huh.
You know what
I'm saying? Uh-huh.
And you know, yeah. But back to you, Cali girl.
How many? Oh, now I was very sound mind and body. You were not.
but you didn't talk to me. I was quiet.
Wait a minute. Okay, gentlemen, how many times did I ask about him during that whole conversation?
I know
about 100 times.
You asked about. Yeah. But JB was cop blocking. JB said,
JB said,
you mine tonight. I got to get mine when I can. Since him was disposed, I guess I can go ahead and step up to the plate.
He was all over me too.
Yeah, look, at least I had somebody to represent. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Hey there, Cali girl. You know what I mean?
JP said, JP said, I can have 5 to 10 women, but Cali, you can only have, no, he said, you can't have none. You can only have me. And I was like, damn.
But you know, Cali, that's what we do. We have a good time. I mean, we don't judge.
I know.
We sit there and we take off with one another and we do what we do. You know what I mean? And that's what these guys, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We support one another when one is down.
You were down all right.
Huh?
I said, I know you were down all right. I kept hearing the background, get up now, get up.
No, you know what that was from, right? You don't want me to be honest with you? It was from me slipping in my own backyard.
Whatever.
No, for real. I mean, look, tell him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he did slip. His knee had gave out.
Dark.
It was wet. Yeah, the ground was slippery.
It was from me slipping in my own backyard.
It
wasn't like me passing out, and it was me slipping in my own backyard. I take that same route all the time to go behind my house, behind my little outdoor area. You know what I'm saying? But it happens, and you know, I had some good people to, you know.
Drunk walking around your backyard, and you couldn't come say hi to me the whole entire time.
Nobody said drunk.
Nobody said.
I know. No. I know you were.
No, how you? Because I didn't even talk. Look.
No.
I didn't even talk.
At one point. At one point.
Which one of y'all?
No, at one point.
JP.
JP. JP. JP said that you were down for the count.
Yeah, sure did. Down for the count. And that he was going to take over. He was going
to exactly.
Have me for the night.
y'all missed it too because at one point Callie, I think I asked Callie something, no, somebody asked Callie something, and Callie said, you know what I'm saying, like she said something about being fun and fisted. That's all I heard. I don't know if that's what she really said, but that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
That's what you remember, Jaron. You just remember that.
That's all I remember from that show. You said something about being funny, wow. Fisted. And I said, is that what you said? I said, what did you say? And you said it again. I said, oh, I thought you said, fun and fisted. That's what I thought
right,
you said.
Right, right.
Oh, shit. Callie, I think your fisted story was probably the one that's going to live out for the brothers. You know, that's just...
I know.
Yeah, anytime you say something with an F, I'm always think you saying fisted. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, that's what y'all missed out on.
Stories like that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's actuality. It actually happens.
Yeah, and again, we still applaud you. You know you're going to be our hero. No matter what, you're going to be our hero. No matter what you say or do. You can't do no wrong in the eyes after a fisting story.
Shoot, man. She's number one, man. She got a whole arm in her. Hey.
He had a whole arm. Oh shit! Callie,
don't you worry, Callie. We love you on this side, right?
Always.
Here.
And I don't care. Always. Don't judge me.
I don't care what Montel Williams says. Jesse, we're not taking you down to Ricky Lake. It's not down. Donovan Drive.
That's it. We got you.
We're gonna take you down to. What's the other?
No matter how that sound, it ain't gonna sound right. No matter how you say it, it ain't gonna sound right. No matter what you say right now, it ain't gonna sound right.
We're gonna make sure that we're gonna take you to Oprah Lane. And give you some Hills Cosby.
No, I don't want no Hills Cosby. Thank you. No. No,
exactly.
He would fix me in the wrong way.
But
we love you on this show. Be laying there like a little puppet with his hand.
Yeah, y'all know. Right, exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
So how was your week, Callie?
My week is fine. She asked me that one more time. Like the third time you asked me.
I don't think she never answered that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She
answered it. She didn't answer it. Y'all are confused because she said she was fun and fisted. So now y'all done forgot that y'all asked her. She answered that question.
You want to know how the beginning of my week was?
Yes.
So let me tell you something. You ever had a woman? You ever had a woman swallow you and just be like, "I could taste your cum at the back of my throat."
Say that one more time.
Man, you heard my ass. You heard me.
If I was smoking a cigarette right now, I would be like Tom from Tom and Jerry when he took that one pull and smoked that whole damn cigarette. I'm telling you. Can't be saying stuff like that.
Say that again?
No, I'm not going to say it again. No, you heard me.
No, honestly, I swear I did not hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jarge.
Nah, I want you to know. You say it. You
it won't sound right if you say it.
If I say it, it sounds creepy. So you say it. I have to pause myself. I can't say that.
Say it one more time, Callie, please.
Okay.
Don't let
him say it. Now listen carefully. Have you ever had a woman swallow your and have it at the back of her throat and then release you and tell you I could taste your cum at the back of my throat?
Callie, all I got to say.
That's how I started my week.
That's it. Oh,
yes,
damn.
Yes, she is.
Yes,
she is.
Now, any more questions, gentlemen?
They'll say, oh, damn.
I'm gonna make him a shirt and say, "Oh damn."
Very impressive, Cali. And you know what? I don't know who you spend time with, and I guess that's really not important. But I hope you respect and understand how good they have it, because a lot of brothers can't say they got someone down with them like that.
Let me tell you something.
Wait. You know what he told me that next morning when we got up to go to work? He said, "That last night was intense." I said, "I know, babe."
Yeah. it's intense for me just sitting here listening to it. I can imagine.
Man, you done messed around and tricked him out.
I'm messed up. Look,
ain't no hope for him no more.
I'm done. Yeah, he threw.
I don't care if he move on to a bag of potato chips. Yeah. He's still gonna be thinking about you.
Yeah.
I don't care if he move on to anything. He's gonna be thinking about Cali.
Yeah.
If you like
that was an early Christmas present.
Well,
thank you. Yeah. Hey, you got it.
Not like that.
You don't want the system.
No,
you want the system. No, you might want
You want a Latina.
The aunt might be good.
How about an aunt?
You got an auntie?
No. Okay. Just me, Callie. You can't find another.
Question: did you generate these talents on your own? Or just through experimentation?
By experiencing things and doing things and being open and
God, don't you holding the rod?
I need a cigarette, man.
Look, Callie, you don't mess me up when you holding the back of your throat. Look, let me tell you something, Callie. You don't mess up your trachea and your esophagus holding that
cake. No, that does not mess it up. No, it does not.
No, but I'm saying you.
So you don't get your tummy ache?
No. She might want to hawk too and spit on that thing.
No, never. I never. No.
We got two messages, y'all. Let me go and put you.
Hey, before you play that message, Gerard, check this out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, shout out to the panel. This is Rock. Shout out to the Boom 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 listeners. This is Rock. CG68, Cali girl, what's going on? This is Rock. Yeah, that happened to me before. An old girl turned around and said, "You know what? It ain't that bad." You know? I said, "What is it like?" Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just let it slide on down the throat because it's good.
Like one from
All right, we got one from Minnesota.
Good gracious. Woke me up. You're in any place. That's a hell of a way to start a week. Forget the cereal in the morning. She had Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Down in Atlanta, it might be Fruity Pebbles.
Wow.
I don't deal with no pebbles.
Man, he had both of his hands on my head. He wasn't letting go.
So, Cali, question: is there anything out of bounds for you?
I mean, not with one-on-one, no. I'm not gonna be with anybody else. One-on-one, it's gotta be one-on-one. One-on-one.
Now, Cali, if I offend you with this question, please forgive me. But is there, have you ever dealt with a threesome?
Have a what?
A threesome.
No, I don't care to.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Would you be
my experience? Wait a minute. What I just got done telling you, my experience that I give you is meant for you and you alone.
Okay. God, I think you woman enough for one or two. I think you could be a team player.
Let me tell y'all something.
That's a whole lot of love for one person.
Hey. Well, forget it, will ya?
We got another one.
Shout out to the panel, to the listeners. This is Rock. Now, I'm going to be honest. This is my second account. My first one was deleted by Stereo, but as to my account of being on here, it's a lot of people, males and females. Many like to go slow. Many like to make out. A lot of people like to get their bash on and just clap. A lot of people that like to slow also like to switch it up and get it pounded or do the pounding. Mm-hmm. And this is a couple guys on here, and man, if she want to make love, that's what you're supposed to do. But if she want it fast and she wants you to beat it, you know, something wrong with her, something wrong with you. And I'm like, this is a person that's stuck in their ego. So if you like to do it how you do it, and you pounding and clapping, there's something wrong with you. But if you do it the way that punk want to do it, then you all good. Hey, he need to go be with an 80-year-old if he on that type of shit.
Yep. Why you bullshitting? There's a lot of 80-year-olds that don't like it like that either.
Amen, yeah, true. Brother.
True.
They like that shit bashed in too. So.
So Callie, back to you right quick. The only question I got to ask you, and this is from him, you know what I mean? Him want to know how you get all the energy to do all the stuff that you do in one sexual day.
Because it's called focusing. You have to focus on what you want to accomplish, and you will succeed because that's the only thing you're focused on.
So you never.
I hear you with your inspirational speech.
Hey. I want to get your eyes, A+.
Put your eyes.
I want to get
your eyes on the prize.
That's right.
Put your eyes on the prize, and success will be.
That's right.
Like damn.
Teacher, I want to pass. Look, they got silent.
Yeah, they stuck.
Hey, has any one of you fellas been with a white woman? Multiple offers at work and off work.
Damn.
I never jumped in the blizzard. I heard the white girls give head like zombies. I'm scared, to be honest with you.
And Minnesotans, let me tell you something real quick. Minnesotans, I've been in Atlanta for 20 years, and I have a girlfriend that was born and raised here. And she refuses to swallow. She refuses to let it touch her tongue. She will spit it out. You know what she did one time about a couple years back? She had a guy friend she was hanging out with, and she wanted me to come over. Listen to this. She wanted me to come over and do her man, to show her how it's done. I said, no, ma'am. You better start learning.
Nope.
Is anybody gonna answer that question though? Because he did ask the question. Oh.
Black girls do not like to swallow? I don't know.
I thought the question was, has anybody been with a white girl?
Yeah,
I thought that's what he asked. Yeah.
Well, I know.
I'll tell y'all this, and I'll be honest. I've been with a white girl when I was at Spartanburg Methodist College for them couple of years, and I'm telling you right now, she thought I was gonna make it to the major league, and she was on me. You know what I'm saying? So let me just go ahead and tell.
An investment.
She had an investment. She was a good girl too.
Good girl.
Right now she a doctor in Alabama.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wow.
But I'm a throat goat.
Yeah. She a prized possession.
But you know,
what about you, bro?
If some black women,
no, I was gonna finish up.
A bad girl.
I was getting ready. I was gonna finish it up. The only reason why I didn't is because I got to remember that once this podcast hit anywhere, you never know.
Exactly.
You got to be very careful who name and what you say.
Of course.
Especially by me being who I am and all that stuff like that. I got to be very careful. But she was a good girl. And that's all I got to say about her. Lord bless her.
But like I said, some will swallow and some won't.
I never my shout like that before.
Yeah, I'm, if it's in your mouth, you might as well.
If it's
in your mouth, yeah.
But that's the thing, man. That's the thing. Like, sexual pleasure is the most important thing in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Sexual pleasure. If your woman do what she do, you do what you do, and all that stuff like that, that is a more than, because most people say, hey, man, you 5 minutes, you 10 minutes, you done. You know what I'm saying? But sexual pleasure is more than 5 and 10 minutes.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because once y'all done do what y'all got to do and all this stuff like that, you don't go ahead and hit the nitty gritty, she not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of guys, a lot of girls, I think girls do it like, they just turn over just to have sex, just to have sex and all. They don't want to do the experience. They don't want to go through
the full experience. Yeah.
Full experience is the thing.
They don't want to do the work like y'all do the work. That's the thing. We got to do the work just like you guys do the work.
Got to put the work in.
You got to put the work in.
Got to put the work
in. Mm-hmm. But,
man, if I put my left foot in you, you better put your right foot not in me.
I was about to say.
I ain't like how that was going. I ain't like that ending. That didn't sound right.
That's why I said, if I put my left foot in you, you can't put your right foot in me. You know what I'm saying? I got my eyes open. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, look, let me tell you this, Callie. You continue on being, look, me and you going to get together. You going to write a book. I'm going to make sure we publish this. I'm going to be your, what you call them people? I'm going to be your
publicist.
She the writer, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna make sure that she
be the publicist.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be that. I'm gonna help you out, Callie. You go ahead and write a book.
You gotta help me out.
Yeah, because you got you got 15 different sexual positions I like. I don't know that, but by me listening to her.
50, yeah.
Okay, so think about her model.
She don't have any inhibitions.
But her model alone is 5.
Her
model alone is 5.
And her throat is 2 of them.
That's
it. The throat. Hey, Callie, I'm in no disrespect, but you almost a throat goat.
She's the
greatest of all time.
Look, Tyler Perry got that show, Queen, Eva, Madam.
All Queens Men.
Shoot, we might as well
all the Queens Men.
All the Queens Callie.
Shoot. Callie, you're very impressive, though.
Yeah, your
escapades are you'd be legendary.
Man, she done messed me up tonight, man. I'm sitting up here. I don't pee in my pants a couple times.
Damn.
All right, you going to play these next two?
I'm just joking.
God damn it! Shout out to the panel and to the listeners. I hear you, Jared, when you said a lot of 80-year-olds like. So let me just put it: people that's stuck on that, if you ain't doing it how they think you should or shouldn't, there's something wrong with you. Then that's the type of motherfucker that need to look in the mirror and wish that he can pull himself out of that mirror and to make out with his goddamn self. Slow and lovely. You know, like that, like the Quiet Storm, KBLX, soft and slow. There's a lot of people that's like that. How can I say? They project it off on the others. Say I'm ruled by belief, and you are not in belief because you had your spiritual awakening, and you keep saying, Rock, I don't do belief. Then I turn around and say, well, your belief is different from my belief. I'm projecting. I'm a projecting motherfucker, man.
The people he talking about is the same people that sleep with them real dolls. Next message.
Hey, to that friend of yours, Cali girl. And she's up for it. I might have to take a trip down there and let her be in the presence of a specimen. Only one condition.
What?
You gotta watch.
Oh.
Oh shit.
I might not go back to the black side if she did like that.
Mm-hmm.
50%.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, boy.
Let me ask you, gentlemen, something.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best time any of the ladies you've ever been with has really pleasured your balls? What's the best treatment you've had?
Three o'clock in the morning. I'm gonna tell you this: 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. because you get so let me tell you this. I'm a morning person altogether.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a night person.
Most of you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when I love having sex in the morning, because guess what? My temperature is still rising in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So by me saying that, like, any touch get me the way I need to get in the morning. You know what I mean? So from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock when I get up, I am like there. I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I can have sex 365 days a year.
You know, you got to imagine, and some people that's not experienced, they forget about the balls.
Yeah.
They don't, man. You know, and again, you know, that touch is great, but they forget about the balls.
But I'm telling you right now.
But there, it's a package.
I'm telling you right here, my inner thigh.
That when they lay against your thigh,
man.
Yeah, engage.
Man, you don't mess me up. That inner thigh right there, before you get your hands crossed, that inner thigh already got me.
Yeah.
That inner thigh done got me.
Yeah. I mean, she, Callie, like I said, honestly, if you held the class, I would attend.
Yeah, she got a whole class.
You be in that first row, huh?
You got a class in you. I'd pay for that class. That's all right.
But the only thing I got to say about her class, she got to have a class about spooning, eating, sucking, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Swallowing.
Swallow.
Back of the throat.
I'm back of the throat. Gagging.
Broke throat.
But on a serious note, I mean, like, I like how the way you ask that question, because, like, for a lot of people, they don't understand that, like, the older you become, I know for me now, the older I become, because I take a bunch of, I don't take a bunch of vitamin, I just take vitamin,
you know what I mean,
and all that stuff like that, because the older I become, you know what I mean, and it has helped me control, and then people don't understand this too now, water. 64 ounces of water, 70 ounces of water that you drink a day will help you. You know what I'm saying?
Hydration.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that until my doctor told me.
Hydration.
That. He was like, man, the more water.
They must be in the basement.
They got to be somewhere. I don't know where they're at.
Hello, Dr. Lester. I see you down there.
Yeah, I don't know what. Oh, there they go.
Mm-hmm. They must be sitting on top of each other.
That doesn't sound right, Callie. No, I don't think.
We don't do that over here. The only person to think about that is you, Callie.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You might want to try it.
I mean, like, but yeah.
Try what?
The hell you say?
Try what?
Look, I guess we gotta come down to Atlanta.
Oh shit.
Anyhow.
That was funny. That was funny, Callie. That was a good one.
They playing around doing something, because this is the first time I've ever had seen them with a connection prop. Y'all touching on each other too much. See?
Yeah.
The music. See?
I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to say that, Callie. Because you know, as soon as they unmute, the first thing you're going to hear is, let me tell you something, Callie. Let me tell you something real quick, Callie. So you might as well, you know.
They're trying to get themselves prepared for my next situation. I'm going to tell them about. Yeah, they got to get situated just right.
Oh, you about to?
I got another one for them. Mm-hmm.
See, now you got me like him. I'm up here stuttering. So you about to tell him another one, huh?
Okay. Yes, I am.
I'm here for it.
I should tell you, and then you'd be like, y'all missed it.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you should go ahead and enlighten me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you real quick before they unmute. Okay. So having a woman have you in her throat, and then she's got one hand on your balls with her nails slightly tugging, like massaged, right? At the same time. Right?
Yeah, I was taking that medicine yesterday.
You get what I'm doing?
Yeah, that's my man.
Hey, you better look at my avatar because it's sweating. Keep going. Oh, you made my avatar glasses fog up. Keep talking. Don't stop.
You know, have you ever felt the tongue go around it while it's in her mouth? Oh, somebody. I lost somebody on that one.
Bro, because he at work and he
meets. Oh, that's right. So that's right.
I'm going to try to bring him back.
They bounced him out. Anyways.
Good, bro. Callie, that's an impressive statement.
Is now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think you're going to be my shero for a very long time.
I mean, you got to pay attention to what the person likes. You got to pay attention. You talk to each other while you're in the motions.
So communication is the key.
1,000% is the key to a happy ending.
So question, do you have a problem with telling a guy what you need more or less of?
No, not at all. Just like you should not have a problem telling me. I should not take offense, take it any kind of way. I am trying to please you, so I need you to communicate to me so you can experience the best.
So question, do you have any things you won't do?
Really? You have heard of that, like, a person that asked, right?
I'm leaving you alone. You know, I mean, no. That's a bad question, y'all.
You need me to lick your ass? Is that what you need me to do?
What? I was going that direction.
If you're gonna do all that, then
I'm good. Yeah, we good.
If you're gonna do all that, I might as well just go ahead and just can't come to Atlanta right now.
Very impressive.
You heard that, Gerard, right? Gerard, you heard that. Yeah, heard. That's what they need right now. They need that right now.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what? You know, the honesty is the best thing. I mean, we really appreciate you like talking about it, because a lot of people don't.
They won't. They're intimidated by conversation.
But that's like what that. I don't understand. I don't understand why that can't be a simple conversation. Like, are you shy about it? Are you afraid to say it?
Are you afraid to do it? I think a lot of guys are afraid to talk about it because.
I don't think it's, and again, I don't want to be sexist, but I think guys are more comfortable than women.
Mm.
You know, like I said, Callie, you're an oddity in that, like I said, you know what you like, and you're not afraid, but you're very comfortable with sharing your thoughts. You're very comfortable with sharing your episode. So, yeah. I mean, and that's impressive.
But if you,
and I think that's attractive.
But that's a dangerous woman right there. You know why? Because look, let me tell you this. If she's sitting there saying that she did this and that, and somebody else hear that, look, they want to jump on the train too.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying choo-choo train. I'm just saying in general, Callie, is that if you were my woman and you sat there and you telling everybody everything that we did, man, look, I'm telling you right now, I'll be mad, because the only reason why I'll be mad is because my experience with you is my experience with you. I don't need nobody else looking at your experience with you. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
That makes sense. You know what I mean?
But this is just in a conversation of talking about things that can be done.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, your man, he shouldn't get mad because him want to tidy up you to give you the real deal.
Well, right now, I'm tidying up somebody else, so.
Are you exclusive right now?
Yeah, just me and him.
Hey, yes. Hey, him. Hey, him.
Yes.
Pull roll back up into the panel, because it won't let me do it.
All right.
That's weird.
Yeah, it won't let me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. It kept saying it was a list. It was a list of people ahead of me.
I don't know how that is. But
you guys got some messages or?
Yeah, we got like two. Yeah, we got two.
I don't know about licking no twat or having my twat licked, but just really consider trying to capitalize on these fantasies. Try to make some money off this. Make some money off this thing. Put a bunny rabbit mask on or blacking your face out. Better think big.
Oh yeah, think big.
Hey, shout out to the panel, to the listeners. This is Rock. To be honest, the best top I got, I was 19 and I was rocking with a 35-year-old. Man, I ain't never had no top like that in my life ever since. Played with the balls, put the balls all in her mouth, and she domed me for damn near 2 hours.
Yep.
And when she got finished, she complimented me. Damn, yo shit, hella whoop 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 whoop. Oh, wow.
And into that calling, like, I don't think that's anything wrong with that. Like I said, you got to live your truth. I mean, but I look at it like, if that's how you really feel, just make money off of it. Capitalize on it. Just find someone that understands where you're coming from and say, hey, let's put this on video and make some money. Just split it down 50-50. We'll put our mask on or blacken the face out. And, you know, just do it like that. You know, I think when the feelings get involved, that's when it starts to get, it gets tricky. But if you all have an understanding, man, knock yourself out.
Cali, question. Is there any videos out there which you included?
No, there is no videos.
I mean, no. I hope that wasn't disrespectful. But no. I said again, you know, sometimes that's a part of that intimacy, you know, just a video.
Well, I mean, my boyfriend does video me while I'm doing him. He does do this.
Yes, she is.
There it is. Don't
y'all worry. When him meet up with Callie, it's gonna be an explosion. It's gonna be a video. Him and Callie.
Don't do that.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys concocting over there?
Look, we talking. Hey, look, him just want to know one question. You ready for the question, Callie?
Just be ready for the answer.
So him want to know if you and him can do a
no. I'm just gonna say no right now.
Him said he's vaccinated. Him said he got all his shot and he go to the doctor.
Oh,
why not, Cal?
No.
Why not?
You say
no.
You don't want this.
There's no
love meat in your
throat. It's a no. No, I already have enough love meat in my throat.
I bet you this one right here make you choke.
Whoa.
No. No.
Whoa.
And by the way, you got 20
minutes. I think that's a show that y'all should do by yourself.
No. Look, Callie,
talking about love me and love me going in people's mouth and y'all might need to do that one.
So we can call that show him and Callie.
No. I do want to say we got less than 20 minutes before that game comes on.
Yeah, we got like.
All right, let's go ahead and I'm gonna say, let's go ahead and get our final thoughts out the way, and then we can go ahead and close out. That should normally, that should round out the time, almost that time.
Yeah.
So, Callie, since you're the guest, you want to go first?
Oh, well, you know, I love always teaching you guys and just, you know, making you all cross your legs for a hot second, you know.
Thank you.
Bunch. But Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you, Callie.
You're welcome. And G-Man, I am.
Me, him. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
No, yeah, no. I wanted to say hi to Short Strokes and hi to Romeo and Renaissance and Rock. Thank you guys for being here. Go ahead.
Hey, the only thing that G-Man has to say, a.k.a. him, is that when the scrawl is short.
Oh, shit.
That's sad.
Don't get a dildo. Get a fake. Jesus. Get a fake doll.
Hey, what? What? Oh, Jesus.
The people on the panel know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know. Dale, you got any final thoughts?
Hey, again, if by chance we don't hook up between now and Christmas, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Again, Callie, continue to be the star. Again, we're going to respect you and lift you up. Like I said, again, on behalf of JP, like I said, I know he's missed tonight. But again, you guys are the greatest. I appreciate you. Again, I honor you and all the callers. You guys don't know how big you are. So thank each and every one of you.
And one more thing before we end it. We're going to be back next Friday.
Cool.
Definitely next Friday.
Cool.
But go ahead, Gerard. My bad.
I'm gonna play this message, and then Ro, you can get your final thought in. Glad I didn't see it initially.
Oh God! If I get in here, the first thing I hear is 2 hours and balls in the mouth, and I'm immediately going, "Oh my God! I got to get out of here." Now this Cali girl, you're gonna come help me out. Now if you are, I know that ain't gonna happen anyway. Oh, we got Ro 24, Gerald. G-Man, what it is, 5. What's up, y'all? I love my Cali girl. She's my one and only world. She treats me like shit, but I put up with it. I had a nice little poem. I forgot what it was. Anyway, totally bugger.
What's going on, Short Stroke? What's your final thought?
Do I have one?
I'm pretty sure you do.
I think that.
Just say you want to hear more next week.
True, but I feel like, you know, when you feel like a Reese's stick, sometimes you got to look up 7 and realize it's nothing but a sky of tomatoes, okay?
That's it?
What?
I think what's understood doesn't need to be said.
Exactly. All right, so we appreciate everyone that listened tonight, everyone that left messages. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, you know, when everybody have happy holidays, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
My final thought of the night, man,
I made you sweat.
Where do I start? My final thought. Callie,
mm-hmm.
We appreciate you.
For sure. We
appreciate the things that you bring to the episode. But my final thought is, I know what I heard last week, and what I'm going to repeat it again. Callie said she liked to get fun and fisty. I heard it. I know that's what she said. She can't make me believe that. That's not what she said. I went back and I listened to that show 5 times just so I can hear that part. And I was not mistaken. She said she liked to be fun and fisted. That's what I heard. And that's how we're going to close this show out. And guess that's it.
Y'all have a good one. All right, guys.
Later.
Ciao. All right.